Steuerung alt entfernen, der Tech-Podcast des Bitkom.
Hallo und herzlich willkommen zu Steuerung alt entfernen. Mein Name ist Christoph Größmann und heute geht es um den Mobilfunk der Zukunft 5G. Dazu hören wir gleich Tim Höttges. Er ist CEO der Deutschen Telekom und war heute Keynote-Speaker auf Bitkoms Business Festival Hub Berlin. Viel Spaß.
Sometimes it's difficult to stay optimistic. I was asked not to talk about digitization. I was not talked about, you know, my home turf today. Being at telecommunication networks, mobile fixed line, being at cloud, being at security, and other things, I was asked to set the scene for this conference and talking a bit about politics. And talking a little bit about, let's say, where is Europe and where are we heading to in this environment and what is needed for digital sovereignty of Europe. And I thought about that speech and said, how can I stay optimistic in this environment? And then I came to this conference, and the first one, I run into a building preparing for darkness. Have you seen that event just close to the door? Was it a sign for me? I don't know. So let's go and see where we are in this environment. And I think, you know, Europe is at a crossroads. And what you could see is we are facing a huge competition, a competition between the US and China. By the way, what is triggering a competition? A competition is triggering training muscles. And the US is training muscles, as they did already in the past, on the digital ecosystem. You know, the big internet platforms, they're all coming from the US. The US is training muscles by protecting some of their industries against external vendors, that they are in the position, you know, that their own companies are growing. 8 out of 10 most valuable companies are coming out of the US these days. At the same time, China is training its muscles. It's training its muscles on investing billions into artificial intelligence these days. China is focusing their infrastructure on a few players by saying, you are the ones who have to build that infrastructure, who is enabling digitization going forward. And China is strategically in a kind of state capitalism, forcing strategic industries going forward. 123 unicorns have been formed in China over the last 5 years. 123. US, 93 unicorns. So, and what is Europe doing? Where are we? We have, if we exclude Britain, 9 unicorns in Europe. So this is already a first observation about the competition. The telecommunication market in China is supporting 2 big players for 1.5 billion inhabitants to build out a 5G infrastructure. In the US, 350 million people living, and they are considering going from 4 players to 3 players to foster a 5G infrastructure for all citizens. In Europe, 28 markets for 550 million people. And in each of the market, we have 3 or 4 mobile carriers today. We have more than 120 mobile operators who are trying to build the 5G infrastructure. How can you gain economies of scale in this industry? What is Europe doing in this bipolar world to face this unbelievable competition in the digital ecosystem? What are we doing since 3 years? We are talking about refugees. We are talking about nationalism. We are talking about interior problem and how we are living together, but nobody is really talking about the competitiveness of our continent going forward. I think the last 3 years were a lost year in the digital ecosystem for Europe. if you ask citizens, and I want to relax you a little bit because I'm so positive. I want to relax you. If you ask citizens about what they think about Europe, here is the answer.
We're leaving the European Union.
I seriously don't have.
So it was to leave the EU, so we wouldn't be part of Europe.
Which would mean
welfare and like things we trade with would be cut down.
So does that mean we won't have any trees?
Trees?
Oh. No. Yeah. What? That's got nothing to do with it, babe.
Why wouldn't we have trees?
What are you talking about?
No, we're just not in the European Union. We're still classed as like being in Europe.
Doesn't it mean it would be harder to like go to like Spain and stuff?
So it'd be harder to go on holidays?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, I love my holidays.
Yeah.
Guys, I don't think that we are aware about the relevance of Europe going forward. This is a freedom appeasement project. Europe is a project of wealth. Europe is a project of open trade. Europe has been a project of migration of work and labor force across the borders. It has been a symbol of freedom and even ethical standards. And I think if we want to keep our competitiveness going forward, we have to strengthen Europe and we have to strengthen the European competitiveness in the way going forward. By just moving on, as we are doing today, I make the prognosis we will further fall behind. So now, what are the answers? What can be impulses, observations, and how we might address this topic? Now, you all face this discussion about the strategic discussion around, you know, the Wirtschaftsministerium here in Germany and their strategic roadmap. Honestly, I think one size fits all for an economic system like Europe is not working. The backbone of Germany, for instance, is the German Mittelstand. The German Mittelstand stands for innovativeness. It stands for people who are being invested with their own money in the companies since generations. It stands for hidden champions. It stands for creativity. It stands for adaptability and agility in a way no other ecosystem in the world can compete with. For these industries, we have to make it the most liberal and free environment that this ecosystem could work and could grow as it grew in the past. More regulation doesn't help these guys in a global economy system where they're competing. On the other side, we have economies who are justifying their way by scaling. One of the industries is, for instance, my industry, telecommunication services. If you take the 5 biggest telecommunication operators of Europe together, we are together smaller than the biggest American telecommunication company. Our industry is very much about scaling, about economies of scale. So on the one hand, we need the creativity and agility of small companies in a very order liberal environment where the politicians have to make sure that everything is fostering the creativity of this ecosystem. On the other system, we have to build ecosystems that we can compete on a global scale. Now, telecommunication services, as one example, I want to give you where our industry stands at that point in time. And what you can see on that slide here is what has happened in our industry over the last 10 years. You see, the stocks 600 in Europe, they created a value of plus 87% over this time. The telecommunication sector at the same time lost 11% of value during a 10-year period. By the way, This industry has lost 30 billion of worth during the last 10 years. This is the industry, by the way, guys, and don't think you're not affected. This is the industry who should build your digital infrastructure on which you are building your ecosystem. Has lost 30 billion of value. Now, why don't you see me in tears? Because only 50% of my business is in Europe. The other 50% of my business is in the US. And the US is the best telecommunication market in the world. So Deutsche Telekom is very well positioned on the one side in the best telecommunication market, and on the other side in the worst sector of the European capital markets, which is the European telecommunication sector. Now, what has happened over the last 10 years is we had a focus on termination rates being reduced, on roaming rates being reduced. We had the enforcement of free riders who are not investing in infrastructure but being enabled to use our infrastructure at low rates. By the way, by enabling this, we have lost our control about our retail pricings. We have seen adverse regulation, no single market for Europe. We have no harmonized spectrum policy for the 28 markets. We have different policies for different investment things in Europe. We have a blockation from the antitrust authority to merge into scale in our industry. And what we have seen as well, we have enforced new entrants in the markets that it's better to have more competition than less competition. In Europe, the average size of a mobile operator is 1 million customers. In China, the average size is 400 million. Think about an ecosystem where economies of scale matters. How you utilize the infrastructure with 300 million customers or with 1 million customers. It's like utilizing an aircraft with 10% or with 80%. This is makes a huge difference in the ecosystem. And what we have seen is that there is no focus in the environment which is set in Europe, which is focused on capital amortization. Everything is focused on lower prices, which is good, by the way. Don't take me wrong. I'm in big favor for good consumer prices. But at the same time, we even have to be able to amortize the huge investments which are required in our industry for building the infrastructure of the next generation. Now, what can politicians do to improve the environment of Europe? Three theses for that one. The first one, the digital ecosystem needs European champions. Don't take me wrong, I'm supporting the Mittelstand, the small companies in every regard. But at the same time, we have to enable economies of scale for certain industries, being it telco, being it the cloud environment, or being other ecosystems which need it and which are competing on a global scale. Chipset, connectivity, AI, software, and cloud are coming together. This is the value chain of the future. And we should question ourselves, in which of the industries do we want to have in Europe a global competitive positioning? Amazon alone, only to give you an example, is spending $22.3 billion on an annual basis in R&D. The German government is investing $19 billion for whole Germany. Think about the power of the ecosystem. Don't be wrong, I'm not criticizing Amazon. It's a fantastic company, unbelievably strong. But how could we ever catch up in the cloud system with this marginalization and with this irrelevance in how we are thinking today? Nobody is thinking big with regard to one of the categories which I mentioned. We don't have a European player in telecommunication in Europe. We don't have a European player on chipsets. We don't have a European cloud. And we do not have the competence to build a market leader player in artificial intelligence of today. I question how our political leaders will find an answer that we are competitive in the digital landscape in the future if we are not thinking big, at least in one of these categories. Second, we need a law reform. Sorry, go back. On the competitive law. It cannot be that two infrastructures in China or three infrastructures in the US are building the 5G infrastructure, while in Europe we have more than 100 players trying to build that and trying to stem that in a coordinated way. It will never happen. The politicians will criticize, the customers will complain, and the telcos will sit in the spot and saying, how can we bring all these different demands together? We have to define the market, Europe, as a single market with a new market definition and the new regulation. It cannot be that every telecommunication market is defined by its local borders. We have to define it a single digital market for all of Europe, for all of the 550 million citizens which we are caring about. Second, the second one is we have, please move on, to regain digital sovereignty. And I mentioned that already. Cloud is something which I see critical. I know that there are clouds available in the world. AWS, Azure, and Microsoft, Alibaba, Tencent, all these companies are providing unbelievable great cloud services. The only question is, why and how can Europe survive if we don't have a European cloud? Where is the data, the gold of the next century, being stored? Who is trying to analyze? How can we keep our digital sovereignty if there is not a European cloud player? And I can tell you, I don't see that somebody is really building a European cloud player at that point in time. We just accounted that 6 billion euros would be needed if we force all European players into one cloud ecosystem around Europe. My last topic is we need to leap innovation. And by the way, it's not bad if the government in certain areas is putting money behind certain relevant future topics. This is totally normal in the US. It's totally normal in China. So if we really want to keep competitiveness, how can we foster that governmental money, support, subsidization is going into the right angles? And to mention only a few one, I think quantum computer is one thing which is becoming super relevant in the future. Electromobility, a second topic. Then the topic of batteries, or for our mobile society, or the idea of biotech are areas where I believe Europe has to jointly invest into a competitive advantage in the future. And there should be tax incentives for R&D and tax incentives for venture capitalists that they are able, if they make losses with their ventures, that they could use this tax loss carry forwards for future investments in their ecosystems. This would attract even the venture capital market for our businesses. So these are the three topics: digital sovereignty, European champions in certain areas where we have to scale on a global basis, and the last topic, the idea of leap innovations, which are subsidized from a European government. This would be answers to catch up on the competition which is going on in this world. Look, I'm not here for just asking and complaining about the setup. Managers have to manage under certain interdependencies. We all have to do this in the interdependencies in which we are acting. And this is the same for Deutsche Telekom. So the setup of what we're doing, and we are trying everything, is to do and to support the ecosystem in which we are all working in the future, even more than today. We're investing 11.7 billion into technology infrastructure in this year alone. 5.4 billion only in Germany on an annual basis. Now think a moment about the magnitude of 5.4 billion which we are investing. And our ambition going forward is that we are investing into an infrastructure which is covering 99.3% of the population of Germany by 2020. We're going to have an infrastructure with guaranteed 100 megabit by 2022, and we will have 5G for 90% of the population by 2025. These are the assumptions which we are currently having for our build out. But just allow me one comment on the current auction which is going on. Yesterday, we achieved an auction value of 4.6 billion. Now, this might listen here is good for the finance minister and for the tax offices. But 4.6 billion with this industry is already willing to pay for the spectrum stands for 23,000 mobile sites which this industry cannot build anymore. In the last 10 years, this industry in Germany has paid more than 40 billion to the government for getting the spectrum. And by the way, we have to buy the spectrum, otherwise we are not able to broadcast our services. So if we don't get them, if the price is high, the money is gone. You can spend the euro only once. You can't spend the euro twice. In other countries, the spectrum gets just allocated to the players. In Germany, it is get auctioned in a process where suddenly it's a scarce resource and everybody is trying to compete with the other to get the license to broadcast. It's a scandal, guys, that this money is taken away from the customers, from the citizens, and even from the operators. But even please to understand that we are not in the position den Euro zweimal auszugeben. You can only spend the Euro once, and already today's auction results show the dramatic situation. Almost 4.6 billion is already taken out of our ecosystem. Now going forward, I think, and I want to address this issue. I think the current demonstrations of the students on the Friday for the Future for Friday initiatives, Greta Thunberg's initiatives, is something which is a loud Ohrfeige for all leaders, for all business guys, for all entrepreneurs, and even for politicians. And we could smile about the initiatives, but honestly, if our kids are not trusting anymore in what we as leaders are doing, we should not just criticize them, we should question why they don't have trust in what we are doing. And if somebody is able to change something, it's us. Because we are sitting on the control wheels of our companies. And we have the duty to react on what the feedback of our young generation is. Because we have to make the future for them relevant. And therefore, I can only tell you, for me, this was a wake-up call. For us as Deutsche Telekom, we have immediately reacted, and I can only tell you it's already the first moment of reaction. We have just decided, you know, and by the way, this costs us double-digit millions, but we have decided that already until 2011, the entire Deutsche Telekom network, and I can tell you we are consuming a lot of energy, is going to be based on renewable energies. The original plan was 2030, so you see the dramatic on how we have changed our attempt for a greener environment which we have to build. The second one we give us a very ambitious target, and you know we are running the clouds. for the industries, we are willing to reduce our CO2 emission by more than 90% to the current status of 2030. And we as the Deutsche Telekom team have started an initiative to significantly reduce our plastic consumption in this company. And I can tell you, if you want to win and convince the consumer of the future about the ethical standard of your company, reflect how you're operating to do. The criticism of these young people is a criticism which is addressing all of us and not just the politicians. We have a duty to react on that one, especially if we are steering the wheels. My last observation, and I like to come back to the starting point, is Europe. Guys, there is a competition going on between China and between the US. These people are training their muscles for the digital ecosystem. And we should not sit here and discuss for ages about migrants, about nationalism, about egoisms, which we might only have. The only answer, my friends, the only answer for the wealth of the next generation, for us, lies in Europe. And I'm not a politician, but I can tell you, we have to go out of this meeting. And if you only remember one thing of my speeches, in May, there is an election. And we should not let Europe become an anti-Europe regime. We have the obligation to go back to our people, tell them more about Europe than what we saw in the video, tell them the benefit of that one, and please do me one favor, go to the elections and fight for the competitiveness of Europe in the digital age, which is lying in front of us, in the sense of Deutsche Telekom, hashtag dabei. Thank you very much for listening.
Das war Tim Höttges von der Deutschen Telekom mit seiner Keynote auf der Hub Berlin. Alle Infos dazu gibt es auch in unseren Shownotes und auf www.bitkom.org/podcast. Danke euch fürs Zuhören und bis zum nächsten Mal.
Das war Steuerung Alt Entfernen, der Tech-Podcast des Bitkom. Weitere Folgen findet ihr auf www.bitkom.org/podcast.